that's the important thing. You know, it's not that if anyone else does, it's, well, do the people that matter trust what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so when you go down the whole AI infrastructure and everything's blown up and everyone's posting case studies and everything about it, I mean, what's inside your head about it?
Oh, my goodness. Am I allowed to swear on this? I don't know. Will people be really offended if I say, I often think, what a load of bollocks? Because seriously, you know, often these people, and there's a classic one that came up a month or so, maybe a couple of months ago, where a guy posted that he's stolen loads of traffic.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a well-known guy on LinkedIn, and I'm not going to name him because I don't want to be honest. But he posted that he'd stolen loads of traffic from another website. He posted screen grabs, and he was basically promoting an AI tool that he has shares in or is a co-founder of or something like that. And people went mad for it. There were two sides of it. There were all the good SEOs that were saying, oh my God, this is awful. You can't do this. You can't promote that. This is a good way to do things. And then there were all the niche and affiliate site SEOs going, oh my God, this is great. This is the way I'm going to do things. I'm just going to steal loads of traffic from somewhere else. And then someone else found out the site that the traffic was stolen from. And it wasn't, when they say stolen, all he means is that he got better rankings than that person and people came to his website rather than someone else's website. And do you know what? It was an awesome marketing technique. It was absolutely, I take my hat off to him. It was brilliant because we were all talking about him for weeks. Everybody was talking the ins and outs. There were articles written about it and everything pointed back to him and promoted his AI tool that could generate bulk AI articles. But at the end of the day, anything, and we all know this and everyone knows that if something looks too good to be true, it is. And that kind of thing is, I've got no doubt he took that traffic from a competitor. I have no doubt that bulk AI articles will get you really good listings in Google really quickly and that you will get some traffic from that. And if you have affiliate links or something like AdSense on your site where you make money from adverts, then you're going to make a bit of money from it and well done. And that's great. And then when it stops working, you'll probably just open up a new site and do that again. But the thing is that those people can do that because those niche affiliate type sites, they are throwaway sites for a reason because they work until they don't. And then when they don't, there's another one waiting to take their place. And the people who are doing that kind of thing right, I have to have a certain amount of respect for because they're doing it. And they know what they're doing. They know that it's a really shitty way to do things, but they're making money from it. And they'll have sites just ready to go. Right, that one's stopped. We'll throw that away. Bring this one in. And they'll be just constantly doing it. But your average small business can't do that. They can't. Their site isn't a throwaway site. They might have spent £2,000, £3,000, £10,000 on a business site that they need to generate business. And they can't afford to take chances. And I think it's our job to make sure that they don't take those chances and to tell them why they shouldn't take those chances and to steer them away from the bad decisions. That it can be really overwhelming when you see someone saying, oh, here's the graph of my visitors and it's gone up like that, you know. And I think it's really overwhelming as a small business to see that maybe your traffic graph hasn't gone up that high. But you have to think you're still going to be here in 6 months' time. That website isn't, because it will stop working. And I 100% believe that any site that has shock tactics and full, you know, the full-on throw everything at, whether it be AI or something else, eventually it will stop working. And if you haven't got the groundwork in place and the foundations in place, then you're going to have an issue, and you can't afford to have that as a small business.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.